This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet they squeeze some delicious juices in the sunshine of Barcelona, Spain.
At least juice.
That's my assumption. I've never been there. We're joined right now by the five-time All-Star. Adam Jones is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Juice preferences, AJ?
Yeah, what's your favorite juice?
I like apple juice. I hear you guys talking about cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's generally you drink that when you're a bit backed up. Prune juice, you can do that if you want to really, really want to get rid of something. But I like a simple apple juice.
Me
My
too.
Kids like orange juice, but I like apple juice.
I drink it out of the jug.
Not out of a box?
No, out of the jug.
With
every day. Nobody else
Martinelli.
Drinks it. Martinelli's is
amazing.
Oh,
that's the fancy kind.
It's
I like
very
that.
Fancy.
Yeah, Ben, well, fancy Ben approves fancy. Of Martinelli's.
That's true. How's everything, man? You doing good?
No complaints. Something just came across my board the other day about going to possibly go to India and doing something against a cricket player. So,
ooh.
You know what? Some cool things. Yeah. Some cool things is coming up. The Orioles are playing good. The Padres are playing solidly. The West is not, no one's taken off yet. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of good things going on.
Now, is that you going to play cricket or is that with MLB, like a million-dollar arm type thing?
No, I think it's me to go play cricket and the player to come play baseball. And we basically swap each other's minds and teach each other how to play each other's games respectively.
That's pretty amazing. You ever swung a cricket bat before?
Twice. And I hit myself first and then got hit by the ball.
We went to Australia, and I could never hit. I was always a glove-first, good-arm guy, but I could never hit. My brother was the hitter. We go to Australia, and right. These kids are playing it at a hotel. And my brother, we're like, let's take some swings. First one he hits about 500 feet. And they're like, God dang. I don't think I connected with one. It was almost impossible.
Yeah. So, Adam, I know this is true, and I wanted to ask you about it. You were a great athlete in other sports as well. You played football, right, as well? Did you play against Reggie Bush? We were just talking about him getting his Heisman back. Because you're about the same age as Reggie, I believe.
No, Morris never played.
Helix?
Morris never played Helix, no. And he probably would have juked me like he juked everybody else in high school. I mean, it was amazing going to see his games. His junior and senior year, if you weren't playing a sport, his games were the place to be.
But one of the things we've been talking about lately is the pitching injuries with so many kids now just focusing on one sport. You played right. multiple sports. You played basketball, football, baseball growing up. Is that what you'd recommend, like, you know, for your own kids and other kids growing up? Or are you, you know, a believer in, hey, focus on the sport you want to play on?
Nah, I think you should play everything. If you look at some of the greatest athletes right now, look at the best baseball players, I think, they all play different sports. Look at Aaron Judge. He was a quarterback and a forward in high school. Look at Mookie Betts, point guard and a quarterback. So it's like you need to – and Mike Trout, you know. I don't know if Mike Trout played another position, but to me he's the white Bo Jackson. Look at him. But you got Justin Outman. He's a running back. You got guys who played other sports, and I get that, you know, with today's there's so much information and all this stuff and there's so many coaches out there. You know what I mean? I played and I didn't make my high school team, but now I got a hitting facility and people come through here. I get it. But you need to get your body needs rest. My father-in-law told me a long time ago, played in the NFL, Gene Tugan, said that everybody got so many hits, so many swings, so many shots. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how special you think you are. Everybody has a certain amount. Now, some people like LeBron James, like Pujols, you know, those guys who just play forever, they have more in them. But then there's some guys that don't have that many. So I think when you are able to play multiple sports, you let your body heal. You let your body rest for other things. You use other muscles. When you play basketball, it's footwork. When you're playing baseball, it's hand-eye. When you're playing football, American football, it's, you know, you might need to get some anger out. So there's so many things that or you could play soccer or lacrosse. There's so many other sports. But when they just say, oh, my son's going to be this, or he's just a baseball player, well, you're screwing him on every other thing because, you know, what if he's riding a pine on his varsity baseball team his senior year or playing JV in 11th grade when he could be playing golf, he could be playing tennis, he could be playing soccer. And one big thing I always told these kids in Baltimore, too, I was like, look, I'm watching you play. I can see talent. You stink. It's okay. Hey, listen, go play lacrosse. Go play soccer. It's okay.
I told my T-ballers that last night. Yeah.
I said, look, you black kids, if you guys go, you guys can have the opportunity that you play certain sports. You can go to college in a different way. Again, you want to play football. Everybody's playing football. You want to be LeBron James. Everybody wants to be him. I want to be him, too. You got to understand, there's other guys on the team. So, you know, if you play soccer in high school, it's in the hood. Soccer ain't the most exciting sport or coolest sport. But if somebody that I knew played soccer at a big university, hey, I think he's the coolest person ever. Why? Because, hey, he went to university, played college sports.
Yeah, on the house.
But you were good as a high school running back, and you was on Prep Pigskin two or three times. Hip, hip, a damn ring.
Talking to Adam Jones. Get a little info as only he can deliver here on Ben and Woods this morning. Man, I read a really interesting piece in The Athletic yesterday about Jackson Holliday that I wanted to ask you about. Sam Blum wrote this really, really good introspective piece about Jackson Holliday, who's off to a really rough start in his big league debut. It blew my mind, and I knew this was true. I mean, I knew it was true. A guy like that grew up around the game. You know, he had his own hitting facility. He said, I have never struggled with this game in my life. Never once. It's never been hard for me. He batted 700 as a senior. You know, it's never been a challenge. And the dude was, do you think that they brought him up too early, or do you think the sending him down after the torrid spring he had did some damage to him? I think he's going to be okay. He's too talented not to be. A lot of guys get off to rough starts. But one of those cases where you maybe should have just brought him up, you know, on opening day.
Well, I had his dad on my podcast, the Adam Jones podcast, and he said the same thing. Hey, it's the first time in his life he's ever struggled, ever. And it's not, I won't even say struggle. It's just been a challenge. The team is still winning. It's not like he's causing the team to win. He's playing good defense. When he gets on base, he's been running the base as well. But it's the first time in his life he struggled. And this is just the beauty of this game.
Yes.
It is hard. It's supposed to be hard. Everybody thinks it's just a cakewalk. No, no, no. It's hard. And again, he has the best resource in his father. So it's not like him reading a tweet or anything like that is going to help. He's got his father who's been through every single thing he's ever been through or going to go through in life. So he has a great resource. But these are good things. You're supposed to understand that this game is hard, and he's surrounded by other great talents. You can bat him ninth, play him at second base, and you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
Again, he's not causing bad outs. He's striking out a little bit right now, a little bit too much. Again, that's major league pitchers. They know how to throw three bastard sliders. They know how to throw three good fastballs. Like in the minors, the guys will throw two good pitches, and then 0-2, be like, oh, let me bury this and just hang it. You know what I mean? Like, it's called a challenge, and it's another challenge. A dude is 20 years old in 5 months.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
He said, I loved this take from a 20-year-old. How the article ended, he goes, well, the last at bat, I walked. So that's what I'm going off of. 0-for-0 with a walk in my last at bat. And that is a veteran mindset.
That's 1,000 on base.
That's 1,000 on base, but that's a veteran mindset, and it's no surprise that he's got it.
I'm curious, though. Adam Jones, host of the Adam Jones podcast, is with us. That transition from, because there's good players at AA and AAA as well. And some guys take to it pretty quickly. Look at Jackson Merrill of the Padres. He's just continued what he did in the minors. Great bat to ball. He's hitting over 300. He's done it for a few weeks now. And then you look at Graham Pauly, and he looks completely overmatched. He was actually had more success in the minors than even Jackson Merrill did, but he's not making that adjustment. What's the key to making that adjustment? How did you do it when you got up from the minor leagues for the first time? What were the things you had to do differently once you got to the big leagues?
Well, let's go back and just look at Manny Machado's numbers when he got called up. We were like, huh? We know he's our number one prospect, but those numbers don't warrant getting called up, and look at the rest is history. Sometimes the minors don't necessarily tell the story. You know what I mean? I mean, you got guys like Mike Hessman hitting 30, 40 home runs every year. Why has he got 400 minor league home runs and not 150, 200 major league home runs?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's weird things. You know, I think Merrill, his situation is different. I think, you know, you go on different, like him, Jackson Holliday, Jackson Chirio, their all situation is different. Chirio. The Padres needed a center fielder and somebody that was defensively ready to play. And again, batting someone ninth just lets you know that, hey, look, it groom into hitting in the major leagues. It's hard. We want you to catch the ball first, and you're going to work out. But I've seen him been moving up in the lineup a little bit. I've seen the aggression. I've seen he's been playing the game smart, understanding that, you know, there's a lot of ways to get hits. And, you know, and that's a great thing. I think he's going to be a hell of a talent. A lot of people from Maryland have hit me up about him and saying, you know, this kid is going to be very special, and he looked up to you and stuff like that, and you was one of his favorite players. And I'm just like, hey, as long as he goes out there and posts every day and plays the game hard, I love it. And it's fun to watch. And I know he's really young. He's going to still make young mistakes, and that's just part of being young in any facet of life and any career. So it's just fun to see him go out there every day. He gets his right. Shield does a good job of getting him his right rest and, you know, protecting him and keeping him young, keeping him youthful. And it's fun to watch them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It really is, and he is a guy that when he comes up to the plate, I probably, you know, you can go up and down the lineup of the regulars and go, I have confidence in so-and-so to get a knock here. I have confidence in so-and-so to put together a good AB. He's in the top three for me when he comes up to the plate as a guy that's been in the league for 3 weeks. I feel good when he strides to the plate. I don't think I'm going to get a bad AB. The result may not always be perfect, but he works counts. He goes the other way. I mean, it really has been a marvel to watch. I can't say the same about some 10-year veterans we have, Adam. It's pretty incredible.
Hey, again, I've said this before. Jim Tomei said it. You're either a bug or you're a windshield. And some days it looks ugly. It's part of it. You know, it's part of the grind. When you have a long contract, you know that, hey, I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long, long time, and just grind it out through it. I think I always look at it as guys who have track records generally finish with that track record,
yep,
no matter how ugly some of the season is. You know, if you get off to a hot start and then get off to an ugly middle and then you have an ugly middle and then a solid finish, I mean, you're still in your track record. So I just think that maybe the right time for some people to get hot might be later in the year when we need it most.
Yeah, true.
Padres were the bug yesterday, unfortunately.
Padres were the bug yesterday.
Just last thing. So, yeah, you did get to play in the NL West later in your career. What's different about Coors Field playing there? At least what was for you?
Oh, well, it was the second to last stadium for me to go to because I went to St. Louis was my last one. And me, just being, I'm 34, I'm just like, oh, man, don't worry, I'm good. I can go out here. It's altitude and all that. Man, it was the second day I went out there for batting practice. I was dizzy as hell after BP. I said, hey, Tori, I see like two of you right now. Can I don't know what the hell. He's like, go back to the hotel. Go back to the hotel and drink a lot of water. I was like, okay, I don't know what. Yeah, you have to really respect it. Like, and I respect the players that played there for so long. You have to respect that altitude. You have to cut it back. Not, I would say even like 50%, even more than that. I would say, but it is a very, very tough place to play, and you just have to respect that altitude. It kicks your butt, but man, there are some. First off, their pitchers are good hitting, but it's some hits all around. It's extra base hits. You hit a hard ground ball past the shortstop, second baseman, maybe past the first or third baseman. You get out the box good. You got a double. So there's a lot of hits there. It's a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. It's a shame that the franchise is not that good right now. Hopefully they get better and make it more competitive. But it is a very, very beautiful ballpark. But you have to respect that altitude.
All right. Apple Juice, AJ, thank you for your time as
Thanks,
always.
Buddy.
And we will chat with you again next week, man.
All righty.
AJ Adam Jones, host of the Adam Jones Podcast, the five-time All-Star.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.